This is Michael J. Douglas with the 355 Report. Reaction on the Supreme Court's ruling of the people's right to know and a letter of sympathy from the president. Details in this news. After handing down what may become an historic decision, the U.S. Supreme Court has recessed until next fall. On a 6-3 vote, the High Court permitted the New York Times and the Washington Post to publish articles based on the Pentagon's secret Vietnam War history. William Glendon was the man who argued for the Washington Post today, and after hearing the court's decision, he said,
"Acting and will continue to act as a responsible newspaper. Obviously, there are things you don't, a newspaper doesn't print. Remember, one newspaper uses the slogan, 'All the news that's fit to print.' So when you say hesitate to print, we'll print what we think the people are entitled to know."
William Glendon also said today's court decision shows the U.S. judicial system really does work. When asked his reaction to the Supreme Court ruling today, Senator Hubert Humphrey said,
"I think what the Supreme Court has ruled today is that the First Amendment is the best protection that the American people have of their security and of their freedom. And I think they ruled that the government, in order to even limit any application of the First Amendment, must make a case beyond question of doubt. And obviously the government didn't make that case."
Minnesota Senator Hubert Humphrey. The Los Angeles Times reports secret enemy documents show that Hanoi decided in late 1963 to escalate the war in South Vietnam. That was more than 1 year before the Johnson administration committed combat troops to the conflict. The newspaper says North Vietnam knew it was risking the possibility of entry of U.S. forces into Vietnam. House and Senate conferees have recessed without reporting a bill extending the nation's draft for 2 years. That draft law expires tonight. At issue, the Senate amendment calling for a U.S. pullout from Indochina in 9 months. President Nixon has sent a message of sympathy to the Kremlin on the death of three Soviet cosmonauts. At the White House, Presidential News Secretary Ron Ziegler said,
"Nixon has asked the American people to join him in expressing to Chairman Podgorny and the Soviet people our deepest sympathy on the tragic death of the three Soviet cosmonauts. The whole world followed the exploits of these courageous explorers of the unknown and shares the anguish of their tragedy."
So far, there's only speculation on how the three cosmonauts died. A 17-year-old member of the Marine Corps is held at Memphis, Tennessee, in the slaying of a Minnesota man. The youth, Norman Parker of New Orleans, is being held in a murder charge for a grand jury action in the death early this month of 32-year-old Robert Menke of Cold Spring, Minnesota. Menke's body was found in an apartment at the Memphis suburb of Germantown after he'd been struck on the back of the head. The Federal Housing and Urban Development Department has approved a $867,000 grant for 133 units of public housing to be built on scattered sites in Minneapolis. Senator Walter Mondale also announced a $475,000 open space grant from the housing agency to allow the city of Minneapolis to purchase 4.5 acres of land in the Willard and Whittier neighborhood for park purposes. Three more persons were killed in Minnesota traffic accidents yesterday and last night. The driver of a car died when it collided late last night near Foley, Minnesota, with a boat being towed by another car. The victim in that accident was 28-year-old George Hartman of Bloomington. No comment from Cal Griffith. Details in a moment.
This is it.
This is the first qualifier, good enough to be called Budweiser.
It's here. The first and only 100% malt liquor. Budweiser malt liquor. From Anheuser-Busch. Nobody but the brewers of the King of Beers could come up with a malt liquor like this.
This is the first malt liquor that is good enough to bear the name. This is the first malt liquor that is good enough to share the fame. This is the first malt liquor that is good enough to earn the name. This is the first malt liquor.
I'm a long time woman.
Meet the girls of the big dollhouse. Women locked behind walls of concrete and steel. They're young, they're beautiful, they're killers. There's nothing they wouldn't do for a man or to him. in The Big Dollhouse, in color, rated R.
The Big Dollhouse, now showing at the 65 High, Bloomington, Flying Cloud Drive-Ins in Minneapolis, the Corral and Rose Drive-Ins in St. Paul, and at the Hilltop Drive-In across the bridge from Stillwater.
Minnesota Twins owner Calvin Griffith had no comment whatsoever to make today when he was asked about the report the team is for sale, but a Twins spokesman said today the club will not be sold under any circumstances. Camaro and Firebird will have to do some hard racing to catch up with Mustang and Javelin in the Trans Am Auto Race Series. Both Mustang and Javelin have had two wins thus far. The GBX Trans Am race July 4th at Brainerd. 63 weather, variable cloudiness this afternoon, becoming fair to partly cloudy. Continued cool tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight 60, high tomorrow just 75. Partly cloudy skies over the Twin Cities, 79 degrees at KDWB St. Paul. This is Michael J. Douglas. It's 4 p.m.
It's by far the hardest thing I've ever done.